Chapter 5, Understanding States of Mind. Angela, a mother of three, complained that she constantly felt overwhelmed. One evening, her 7-year-old daughter, Mia, was having a meltdown over homework. Angela had just finished a long workday, dinner was half-cooked, and her toddler clung to her leg, crying. She could feel herself reaching her breaking point. In the past, Angela might have snapped, yelling something like, "Just do your homework," or sending Mia to her room. That reaction would have been driven by exhaustion, frustration, and the immediate need for peace. But Angela had been learning about wise mind, and this time she caught herself. She paused, took a deep breath, and recognized the tension in her body. She acknowledged her emotions. "I'm feeling overwhelmed and frustrated." Then she examined the situation objectively. Mia was tired, the homework was difficult, and everyone was hungry. Instead of yelling, Angela asked herself, "What's most important right now? What will truly help, not just in this moment, but moving forward?" Instead of yelling, she knelt beside Mia and said, "I know this feels hard right now. Let's take a break, have something to eat, and then we'll try again together." That was wise mind in action. She acknowledged her emotions without letting them take control. She met Mia's emotional needs while also providing guidance. The meltdown passed more quickly, dinner was finished without conflict, and Mia completed her homework with Angela's support. Later, Angela shared with me, "It wasn't perfect, but it felt like a win. I didn't lose my temper. I was proud of how I handled it, and Mia responded so much better than when I used to react without thinking." Understanding wise mind. You've probably experienced it before. Those moments when emotions take over, or when logic alone doesn't seem to be enough. In those instances, you might feel pulled in different directions, unsure of the best choice. That's where wise mind becomes essential, helping you find the balance needed to make decisions that truly reflect who you are and what matters most to you. Wise mind is the intersection of emotion and logic, guiding you toward decisions that are thoughtful, compassionate, and aligned with your deepest values. It allows you to acknowledge your emotions while also considering the facts and the bigger picture before taking action. When you operate from wise mind, your choices are both heart-centered and grounded in reason. You're not reacting impulsively based solely on emotions, nor are you dismissing feelings in favor of rigid logic. Instead, you're integrating both aspects of yourself, your emotional awareness and rational thinking, to make choices that not only feel right in the moment, but also serve you well over time, acting from emotion mind. We've all experienced moments when emotions feel overwhelming, whether it's frustration with a child, stress from work, or feelings of loneliness. These intense moments can push you into making decisions from emotion mind. While emotions are powerful and meaningful, acting solely from emotion mind can lead to choices that don't align with your values or long-term goals. When caught in emotion mind, you might react impulsively or say things you later regret. For example, you might snap at your husband when you're feeling stressed, only to realize afterward that your frustration was really about the overwhelming workload waiting for you, not anything your husband did or didn't do. Or you may find yourself giving in to a child's demands just to end the tantrum, even though deep down you know it's not the best decision for the long run. Emotion mind often leads to choices driven by immediate feelings rather than thoughtful, intentional decisions that align with what you truly want for yourself and your family. That's why shifting toward the wise mind is so powerful. On the other hand, there are times when we operate purely from reason mind, the logical, practical part of our brain that focuses on facts, analysis, and problem solving. While this mindset is valuable for organization and critical thinking, it can sometimes feel detached from the emotional aspects of life. When you rely solely on reasoned mind, your decisions may lack empathy or emotional awareness. For example, you might dismiss a child's feelings because, from a logical standpoint, the reaction seems exaggerated or unnecessary. When you rely solely on reasoned mind, your decisions may lack empathy or emotional awareness. For example, you might dismiss a child's feelings because, from a logical standpoint, their reaction seems exaggerated or unnecessary. Or, when faced with a child's distress, you may focus entirely on fixing the situation rather than acknowledging the child's need for comfort and emotional validation. While reasoned mind plays a crucial role in decision-making, using it in isolation can cause you to overlook emotional cues that strengthen relationships. The key is to balance logic with emotional understanding, allowing you to make choices that honor both your thoughts and your feelings. Wise mind is key to balance. Wise mind isn't about suppressing your feelings or dismissing logic. It's about creating a balance where emotions and reason work together. It allows you to honor your emotional experience while also stepping back to ensure your decisions align with your deeper values and long-term goals. When you engage with wise mind, you can acknowledge your emotions while also listening to the rational part of you that asks, "What is the bigger picture? What aligns with my values? And what's best for me and my family?" Respond to situations thoughtfully rather than reacting impulsively or relying solely on logic in a way that overlooks emotional needs. For example, if your child is having a meltdown, you might feel frustration, emotion mind. However, engaging wise mind enables you to step back and ask, "What does my child need right now?" This approach allows you to provide comfort while setting boundaries, helping your child learn without losing your composure. When you're feeling stressed about upcoming work, wise mind helps you acknowledge your anxiety, emotion mind, and assess the facts, reason mind. You might choose to tackle one small task at a time, preventing overwhelm and focusing on what's within your control. By learning to act from wise mind, you can cultivate a life that is intentional, compassionate, and aligned with your true self. It's about finding the balance that works for you, integrating the insights of both emotion and reason to guide your decisions. Here's a simple exercise to help you access wise mind when feeling overwhelmed or stuck. Pause and breathe. Take a few deep breaths, inhaling slowly, holding briefly, and exhaling fully. This simple action helps ground you in the present moment. Acknowledge your emotions. Begin by checking in with yourself. Identify and name the emotions you're experiencing, such as, "I feel frustrated," "I feel overwhelmed," or "I feel sad." Consider the facts. Next, step back and assess the situation objectively. Ask yourself, "What is truly happening? What are the observable facts? What does my logical mind understand about this scenario?" Reflect on your values. Consider what you genuinely desire in this context. Which decision aligns with your core values and long-term goals? Reflect on how your response can honor these principles. Make your decision. From this balanced perspective, choose a course of action that respects both your emotional experience and logical reasoning, ensuring it remains true to your values. Accessing wise mind is a powerful approach to making decisions that resonate with your authentic self and support your long-term aspirations. While it may be challenging to engage, especially during intense emotional moments, consistent practice can help it become a reliable anchor as you navigate life's complexities.